Thank you. Welcome to today's press call to discuss the NCAA Division I Committee on Infractions decision regarding the University of Southern Mississippi. As members of the media, you should have received a link to both the press release and the public report, which contains the details of this case. This information can also be found at ncaa.org. The Committee on Infractions is an independent group comprised of representatives across NCAA membership and the public. The members of the Committee on Infractions who reviewed this case include John Black, attorney, Greg Christopher, athletics director at Bowling Green State University, Christopher Griffin, coordinator of appeals and attorney, Brian Halloran, attorney, Eleanor Myers, faculty athletics representative and law professor at Temple University, James O'Fallon, law professor and faculty athletics representative at the University of Oregon, Jerry Parkinson, William T. Schwartz, professor of law at University of Wyoming, Josephine Petuto, faculty athletics representative, and the Richard H. Larson, professor for constitutional law at the University of Nebraska College of Law, Greg Sankey, executive associate commissioner and chief operating officer for the Southeastern Conference, and Rodney Epoff, acting chair of the Committee on Infractions and law professor at the University of Missouri, Columbia. Committee on Infractions member Rodney Epoff will now discuss the findings and decisions of the Infractions Committee. Following his opening comments, Committee on Infractions member Greg Sankey will take questions.
Thank you, Emily. The Committee on Infractions report details the findings and penalties in this case. Our comments today are designed to address any questions you may have about this case. I would encourage you to read the entire public report to fully appreciate the committee's decision and its reasoning. The university was in substantial agreement with the allegations in this case, which included unethical conduct by the former head men's tennis coach and former assistant men's tennis coach for promising impermissible benefits to student athletes, engaging in academic misconduct, and directing a student athlete to lie during the investigation. The university also demonstrated a failure to monitor its men's tennis program. The former coach violated the principles of ethical conduct, former coaches violated the principles of ethical conduct in their efforts to keep a highly recruited student athlete in the tennis program. Specifically, the former coaches offered a former student athlete $5,000 and a car to encourage the student athlete to remain at Southern Mississippi. Additionally, the former head coach offered to pay the same student athlete $200 if he won a tennis match. The former head coach was also involved in academic misconduct and plagiarism when the former head coach asked a second former student athlete to write a paper for the previously mentioned student athlete and then paid him $150 for doing so. The former assistant coach then continued the academic misconduct by providing the student athlete with essays that the student athlete then submitted as his own work. Compounding the unethical conduct, the former coaches refused to participate in the enforcement staff interviews. In addition, the former assistant coach instructed the former student athlete to deny everything during his interviews. The two coaches' actions obviously fell short of what the NCAA membership expects of its coaches by their failure to act ethically and to cooperate in any investigative matter. Equally troubling, the coaches' actions had the effect of ruining the opportunities of two student athletes by drawing them into academic fraud, which ultimately led to those students' permanent ineligibility. The committee found that the former head coach did not follow travel policies and procedures, the athletic senior staff did not maintain proper documentation, the athletic senior staff did not effectively oversee the men's tennis program, and the department failed to provide adequate compliance staff to carry out its functions. As a result, the committee found that the Southern Mississippi program failed, or that Southern Miss failed to properly monitor its men's tennis program. A full list of the penalties the committee found appropriate in this case can be found in the public report. In addition to the self-imposed penalties handed out by the university. Those penalties imposed by the committee include public reprimand and censure, 4 years of probation through January 29, 2017, a one-year postseason ban for the men's tennis program, a seven-year show cause order for the former head coach, and a six-year show cause order for the former assistant coach, a prohibition of foreign tour participation for the tennis program until 2016, a vacation of all wins in which the former student athletes competed while ineligible during the 2008-09 season through the 2009-10 men's tennis season. That concludes my opening remarks.
Operator, can you please explain how reporters can indicate they would like to ask a question?
Certainly. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star, then one on your touch-tone phone. You will hear a tone indicating you've been placed in queue. You may remove yourself from that queue at any time by pressing the pound key. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up the handset before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then one at this time. One moment, please, for the first question. And there is no one in queue at this time. Please continue.
Thank you again for joining us today. This concludes our comments. A recording of this teleconference will be available in the near future on NCAA's website.